The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
She came to me and rolled away.
Song of the day, Golden Dandelions by Barnes Courtney from 2016. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Once again, your song of the day, Golden Dandelions by Barnes Courtney from 2016. 464-5685-1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Lay me down in golden dandelions.
Yep, there you go. You got it.
Interesting.
It's different. Didn't expect that.
No.
I'm trying to give you your own rating. Didn't expect it. Uh-huh. Questionable.
Yeah. Not bad. Unique. Sound. Not a bad sound. I wish it wasn't Lay Me Down in Golden Dandelions.
I cannot control the lyrics that Barnes Courtney wrote. I just listen to the song and assess it myself.
I just wish it was something other than Golden Dandelions. The sound's good.
Lay me down in blank, 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 blank.
Yeah, just something stronger, less sort of odd.
Well, it's different.
Yeah.
He's a different singer. He's a different dude.
It's not a terrible sound.
It's a pretty much alt nation type sound, which I haven't listened to that station in probably a year and a half.
God, I think
because I told you alt music is just weird now. Really? It was always weird. It's gotten really weird.
Is that right?
I took it off my presets.
Did you?
Oh yeah,
really.
For the last year, if I listen to Sirius, if I'm not listening to the station, I'm listening to Sirius. That is not on my presets
anymore.
You just
took it off.
It was at one point number one. It's off. Not even anywhere in the 12. Gone.
Yeah, I can't get into that song. I'm sorry. I mean, when there's...
But you said it was good.
I just can't get into it, though. When the options are Van Halen and Jimi Hendrix.
I've played all those songs.
I mean...
I played all of them.
Christine McVie died this week, and you didn't acknowledge
that. That is a mistake by me. Now, Rick Heyman did address that yesterday, at least. So, shout out Rick for that. I could have played Fleetwood Mac. You're right.
Yes.
I could have.
Yes. I just can't get into it. I don't even... The sound is fine.
You're okay? A big sound guy.
Yeah. It is like a well-constructed song. So it's not... I'm not going to give a disaster grade. I'll give it a 4.8.
That's pretty disastrous for you. Anything below 5 is pretty disastrous for you.
4.8. Yeah. I guess. There's just so many great options out there that you choose to sort of...
I like to keep you guessing a little bit here. I don't like you just knowing what's going to happen for Song of the Day.
BTO.
I've played plenty. I've played BTO. These are days I like to hear a response from the text line on songs if they're seen as a 4.8 from you.
Okay.
Well, here we go. Here's some rain. What is this? 2.1 from John.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Not John Des Moines, but just John.
Has John been with us?
I think he was yesterday.
Has Corey been with us?
Yes, Corey's been there today with us. Okay. He has. One, fake Mario Verduzco says 8.5.
Well, his credibility
is
yes. Limited at this
yeah,
point.
It is. Jennifer 6, Hubby a 4 with a question mark.
Thank you, Hubby. Hubby?
Hubby.
Gave it a 4.
Yeah, 4 question mark.
Hubby's smart. And what would you call the things that get you from one place to another in an airport? Cable car. I don't know.
What you call it. A cart?
Yeah, whatever. I rode with them in Detroit. Okay, Jennifer nice and Hubby. They live at Capitol Beach and they're great people.
Guilt Nerd. I love that name. 0.0.
0.0.
A nerd and Guilt Nerd.
0.0.
Mm-hmm. Tram. Corey says that's a tram you took. That's the term. Tram. Thank you, Corey.
Might have been a tram. Go ahead. What'd Corey give it?
I gave it a 1. He says, a Coldplay ripoff 15 years too late.
Coldplay ripoff. Interesting. Hey.
I don't know if I hear Coldplay.
Hey,
that.
I do. A little
I don't
bit.
Think so.
I'm with you a little. Like, it's not dead on Coldplay. But, yeah, I hear some Coldplay in there. I do.
I don't hear it.
Lay Me Down in Golden Dandelions.
It's unique. You're supposed to like unique and questionable songs. It's supposed to add to the score. I don't think it fairly was added to your score today. I got ripped off.
Pretty contentious.
I got
show
ripped.
Today.
Yeah.
It's well, Friday.
You got coffee finally.
It's Friday.
Well, let's make it less contentious. Before we get to the top of the hour, we have not aged gracefully for a few weeks. We haven't been aging gracefully at all today on the show. It's been fighting on the show.
Not out and out fighting.
The gloves are off a little bit here. What's on your mind?
You irritate me. I mean, that whole conversation's irritating to me.
Does it help you to age gracefully?
Yeah. Oh, we can age gracefully. I embrace the past. Embrace it. Don't run from it. Embrace the way it used to be because it's better. Embrace, for instance, you know what? I have a great idea. Great idea. It hit me like a ton of bricks as I was driving to the show today. You know what would make college basketball extremely interesting right now?
Here we go.
Remove the 3-point line right now. Remove it.
You'd have a lot of confused players out there that rely on the 3-point line for their whole well-being.
Remove it. Remove it. And see, and it would change, for instance.
I think we're closer, Sip, in basketball to adding a 4-point line than we are getting rid of the 3-point line.
You're probably
which
right.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
It does suck.
I thought about it because the reliance on it.
Absolutely. This is a good point.
And the over-reliance on it. And, for instance, Creighton losing last night because of over-reliance on it against Texas.
Yeah, Baylor Shireman had a terrible first half, good second half, but it wasn't enough.
3 of 13 from the three-point line. Creighton started 1 of 22 from the three-point line. 1 of 22. Yeah. And then I think they ended up 4 of 27.
And they only lost by 5 is the crazy part. They had a horrible night shooting the ball, and they lose at number 2 Texas by 5.
Yeah, and I'm not using that as a reason to I'm not using Creighton's loss to Texas as the reason to remove the three-point line. I just think it would be extremely interesting right now if you did it.
Texas says, remove the three-point line. All right, someone put Sip to bed right now. Old man going crazy.
Is it that crazy?
We're in an age where, again, I said I expect a four-point line sooner than I expect the three-point line to go away.
Put the old man to bed. I just got up.
Well, I mean, it's time to go back to bed.
I don't need to go back to bed.
Take a nap. Start
the
over.
Coffee's helping. Have you noticed how much the coffee's helping?
That's why I like you to have the coffee to begin the show usually.
Yeah,
but you chose not to.
Yeah, you're probably onto something there. Because I feel a lot better.
I know. I've told you that 9,000 times.
I'm more open to your
10.
Bad ideas.
Well, now you're realizing that my ideas were actually genius all along. The brilliance that you tried to destroy earlier. Now you're saying I'm going to embrace it. You're right.
I still am trying to work through your comment about the playground.
That was not well said. I tried to dig out of it, but then I laughed to myself and made it worse. Top of the hour is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.